I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1311, Who Moved? Have you ever felt distant from a relationship that once felt very close? The sense of intimacy and bonding and trusting and sharing was so sweet, but now it's either gone or dimming fast, and you're just wondering what happened. It might be with a child, or a parent, or a friend, or a spouse, or it might be with God. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love others. And it's hard to love God if we don't feel close to God. There's an old joke that points back to the time when cars didn't have bucket seats and men did most of the driving. A man and his wife were driving down the road, and the woman was complaining that they used to have a deeper connection. They used to talk more and share more and sit closer and hold hands, but now they don't. The husband looked at his wife, who was all the way across her seat by the window, and he said, "I'm still here. I'm in the same place. I'm still driving. Who moved?" Sadly, that story is a story of many believers when it comes to his or her walk with the Lord. It used to be special, used to be close, but not so much anymore. Now, I want to be careful to say that we all go through a dark night of the soul from time to time. Those times when we seem to be in a spiritual cave and we can't find our way out, no matter what we do. And it's just our time to draw close to God, to His promised presence, even in His felt absence. I'm not talking about those times. Today, the focus is on us moving away, or drifting away, as the writer of Hebrews puts it in Hebrews 2:1. John said it like this in 1 John 1:7, "If we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, purifies us from all sin." Did you notice the big two-letter word that starts that verse? I-F. If we walk in the light, as He is in the light. Alan Fadling wrote this about that. "We can enjoy fellowship with God only if we remain where He is. There is no darkness in God. If we hide in the darkness of pretending, avoiding, or play-acting, then there isn't a real me there to enjoy communion. I can't hide myself and abide in God." I used to think walking in the light referred to some sort of eventual moral perfection. I've been in recovery from this sort of unreachable standard for a while now. I've come to believe walking in the light is a walking in humble honesty about my offenses in light of God's healing mercy and restoring grace. In that light, anything in me that isn't what it was meant to be is cleansed. In His glorious light, I find others like myself who also walk in this gracious light. In this place together, being known by God and growing close to Him together, we enjoy true fellowship with one another. We see ourselves and we see each other as we are, in our beauty and our actual brokenness. Rather than walking in darkness of trying to deceive ourselves and others and God, I learn everything in my life is perfectly safe to bring into God's presence, His healing, restoring grace. I walk in the light. When I want to do some hiding, take a moment and step back into the light of confession and humble prayer. Here's the great question. If you're not feeling close to God right now, is it possible you've moved out of the light of His love in some way? Let's pray. Father, You desire intimate, real, everyday relationship with us. Sometimes You seem distant no matter what we do or say, and we can't figure it out. And in those times, help us stay faithful. But sometimes You're right where You've always been. You're with us, just as You promised You'd never leave us or forsake us. And the lack of closeness that we feel is all on us. Help us to walk in the light, bringing our full self to You, because that is where we see You and feel You shining. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1312, and in the meantime, it can happen slowly over time. We get out of our rhythm of abiding, our slow time in the Word and prayer. We're less frequent with the faithful in public worship, and the fire of our soul begins to fade. And if that's the case, the question is, who moved?